September meeting of the Mount Vernon Wetlands Commission to order. We have Commissioner LeClaire, Commissioner Majewski, Commissioner Occhilini, and myself here, and Commissioner Rashto is dialing in. The first order of business is a motion to approve the minutes of the August 21st, 2025 regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner LeClaire made a motion. Commissioner Occhilini seconded it. We can do a roll call vote. Commissioner LeClaire?
Approve.
Commissioner Rashto?
Approved.
Commissioner Occhilini?
Approved.
Commissioner Majewski?
Approved.
I approve them, so motion carries. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Are there any remarks from public relating to items on, that are on the agenda, not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks from public not related to items on the agenda? Any remarks from public on items not related to the agenda? We're not going to sing happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And she chose to hang with us today.
Chose to hang with us.
We appreciate you.
Anyways, we're glad you're here. Okay, that certainly doesn't relate to the agenda. Anyways, old business, Noble Hill Road, parcel ID 0610200, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner Jeffrey Phillips, Jennifer Michaels. Update, ongoing enforcement action, cease and correct order. I don't recall once a permit was issued. I think once the permit is issued and the planning and zoning permit is issued, I don't recall that we kept it on. We had like a three month, every 3 months we would get a status report. I think we kept it on every month in the past.
I had two.
It's been a long time since.
Yeah. I had two that I pulled out as examples because I had never done a show cause hearing, so I pulled two of them out, and the commission did leave them on the agenda until the work was completed. There's no follow-up on the permit process, so this, according to my
I guess my question is, how does the bond wind up getting released? Who has to approve that?
I would have to approve that. I'd have to go out on behalf of the commission, do an inspection, and release that bond back to the property.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it staying on. I just thought we'd done it at a 3-month interval, but it's been a while. So, okay.
There really won't be much to discuss on an ongoing basis. I
right.
mean, perhaps before the next, by the next meeting, they will have come in with planning and zoning approval, something of that nature.
Yeah.
And I'll be advising the commission, but after that, until the work is done, there really won't be anything to discuss
right.
about it.
Yeah.
So. So there is a motion in your packet to continue it till the next meeting, if the commission so.
Okay. Okay, motion to a motion to continue?
Yes, I make a motion to continue this matter to the next regularly scheduled meeting on October 16th, 2025, and continue to do so until this matter has been resolved to the satisfaction of this commission.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? I do think it's important that we don't forget about these things. Okay, roll call vote. Commissioner LeClaire?
Approve.
Mr. Rashto?
Approved.
Mr. Occhialini?
Approved.
Mr. Majewski?
Approved.
I approve. Motion carried unanimously. 25 IW16, Glen Road, Oxford, Connecticut. African owner Ebadiah Chowdhury for construction of a single family residence in a regulated area.
Is located at the end of Glen Road and it is presently completely undeveloped. The site consists of 13 acres and approximately 7.2 acres of wetlands is on the site. The project is proposing a single family residence. So the entire building, garage, turnaround area, septic system, and reserve septic system are out of the upland review area. Unfortunately, there's no way to enter this site without crossing wetlands to get onto the site. We've configured it as best we can to minimize the disturbance in the wetlands, but there was really actually no way around it. As Stacy said, the project's been reviewed by Ian Cole, soil scientist, and we've modified the plans to address his concerns. What he asked for is a double row of silt fence the whole way. We didn't want to put in wood chips and what we usually do is wood chips and silt fence, but they take up a lot more room, and we're working in the wetlands. So the double row of silt fence is, you know, it's 2 feet instead of 7. So that's the revision we made. The total wetlands disturbance is 4,200 square feet. We go through an island of uplands, but we had to cross the wetlands to get onto the site. There's really no other way to get on the site, so that's why we're here tonight. If I turn it over, you can see the whole site too. There's quite a bit of wetlands on the site, but there's a nice area of uplands. So that's where we've put everything outside of the upland views area except for the actual drive to get onto the site.
Any comments? Walk?
There are a lot of wetlands, and it's definitely unavoidable to go through them. It was helpful to go on the walk. It seems like a smaller impact area than I envisioned when I saw the plans last month when you're actually on the ground. But it's right through there.
I agree. I don't think you could get much less disturbance and still get in there. I think that, like I said in the previous meeting, if it had gone a little bit more around to make the curve a little straighter, I don't think I would have personally had a problem with it. But definitely it's minimizing it. The wetlands are all in pretty good condition. You're clearing all the way up to the, is your clearing limit in the back on the other side?
All the way up, yes, because there's, if you look at the grading, it's fairly steep in the rear, so we've graded all the way up. Yeah. So the clearing goes all along the property line, but then we kept it to a minimum to get the septic system in.
Yeah.
So that'll be basically unforested, that whole green patch?
Yes, they're going to put in a lawn, they're going to put in some landscaping, mm-hmm. make it look nice, but it will be. It won't be forest anymore.
Is there a concern about the runoff into the wetlands from having an exposed large slope and paved area?
Well, what we've done is put in a curtain drain all along the bottom of the slope to catch all the water coming off of the slope, and then we're outletting it to a riprap splash pad that's located just inside of the upland review zone.
Okay.
That was the closest we could get. But we did want to control all that water coming into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So we put in a curtain drain the whole way to collect it.
Okay. Any other questions?
Since it's so close to the wetlands, you're going to have such a large volume of water coming down there, judging by the contour lines in there and everything. After every rain event more than a half an inch, is it possible we can have Stacy go out there and inspect the silt fence for a runoff and everything?
During construction?
Yeah.
I absolutely.
And the other thing is, what you're doing two things of silt fence, why not do a wattle in between the silt fence so you have a double? Because we all know how the contractors install the silt fence. They keep going and going and going, and then all of a sudden, we hit a rock and it comes up 2 feet. It's not even buried in there. So if you put a wattle in there, you're not using that much space either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem putting a wattle between them. I like them to be about a foot apart anyway,
right.
So the wattle would fit right in there.
Yes.
Make that a condition.
Of the double row of
want to make the motion? You got to add your condition for the...
Yeah, I'll make a motion that...
You just have to add a condition.
After giving due consideration to all relevant facts, including those of Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands Board Regulations, Section 22A-41 of the General Statutes, I move forward the application, but also with the conditions that we put reflagged that, and we also put the wattle in between the silt fences. I move forward to approve the application number 25IWC16, owner applicant, please forgive me if I butcher this, Abdath Chowdhury, for regulated activities within the wetlands and upland review areas for the construction of a single family home, family residence, per the application and associated documents submitted on July 16th, 2025. The plan titled Glen Road, Montville, Connecticut. Site plan prepared for Abdath Chowdhury, dated 5/30/25 and revised 8/14 with the following additions like we just talked about, and everything be reflagged.
I second it.
Did you amend it to say standard conditions for approval would apply? Say so amended.
So moved. Sorry.
I second that as well.
All right. Okay, so any discussion? Okay, Mr. Majewski made a motion. Mr. LeClaire seconded it. We'll do a roll call vote. Mr. LeClaire?
Approve.
Mr. Rashto?
Approve.
Mr. Occhialini?
Approve.
Mr. Majewski?
Approve.
I approve. Motion carries. Unanimously. All right. Okay, 25IWC19, 179 Gallivan Lane, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Fluid Line Products LLC for modifications to a previously approved site development plan to include a proposed new industrial building with regulated activity.
I'd like to start with the survey plan showing the existing conditions. The project's located at 179 Gallivan Lane and abuts Route 395 on the western side of the site. The site's zoned light industrial and consists of approximately 10 acres with approximately 4 acres of wetlands on the site. The wetlands are associated with Stony Brook Stream, runs through the site. The site has been previously developed. There's an existing 48,000 square foot building on the site, which houses Divine Hydraulics facility that's been there for quite a number of years now. There's also an existing parking area on the east side of the site, which is used for storage of materials, vehicles, just a lot of stuff. Presently, it sheet flows straight down and into the wetlands. There's no stormwater treatment out there now. But we are proposing to take out that existing, the entire paved area, and put in a new building, parking lot, and most importantly, a stormwater treatment system that consists of two stormwater basins. They will act as a temporary, will act as a temporary sedimentation basin during construction, and then ultimately there'll be permanent stormwater basins to treat the water from the runoff from the site. So we're actually going to result in a decrease in impervious area once the project is built, because the area where the basins are going in now consists of pavement, and the area where the building and the parking lot is all paved now presently. So we're not increasing, we're actually reducing the impervious area on the site. The proposed 20,000 square foot building will be rental space, which will partially contain some startup businesses and storage for Divine Hydraulics. It is anticipated that the building will be used for contractors for materials and equipment storage. Again, the temporary sedimentation basements, which are located where there is presently pavement, will provide ample storage volume to meet and exceed the requirements of 2024 Connecticut Guidelines for Soil Erosion Control. Likewise, in the post-construction phase, these basins will be converted into permanent stormwater basins, and they also exceed the requirements of Connecticut Stormwater Quality Manual. The plans and the drainage report have been reviewed by both the town soil scientist and engineer, and all their review comments have been addressed. So the plans before you today have addressed all the comments we've received. And we have letters stating that we have addressed them.
So this is Divine Hydraulics is going to be storing stuff there, right? Right now there are probably, I don't know, 20, 30 drums of lubricant. So I'm assuming they're going to put them in the building or in that parking lot. What's the are there oil separators on the lines going to the stormwater basin, or is it just sheet flow off the parking lot?
It's not sheet flow. We have curbing all across the area between the stormwater basins and the parking lots. It'll be collected in catch basins. It'll be outletted first into the forebay, which is a really large forebay, and then that will outlet into the water quality basin. So it'll be treated first in the forebay, which is preferable to an oil separator, but...
Why aren't you putting an oil-water separator right there? Because all that's going to discharge into the wetlands, which then goes into the Stony Brook sand. And then shouldn't there be something to collect all the sand? Because we all know how Divine Hydraulics is right there. It's all on a hill.
Yep.
So...
I would be happy to add that to the plans, an oil separator right before the outlet.
Right, because...
Between the outlet and the forebay.
The minute you said contractors storing stuff, and we all know what goes on.
Right, we've met...
Break one hydraulic line, next thing you know, you got the whole sheet going into the Stony Brook River mm-hmm. stream there, and then Mohegan Fire Department's chasing the oil slick down.
I can add a oil separator with a valve so that it can be closed off if there is a leak, cleaned out.
Yeah, specifically, and I agree it needs it because, again, when we were out there, there were, I don't know if they were full or empty, but there's a bunch of drums out there, and there's nothing
between
them.
They are empty.
Yeah.
I only know because I was down there on previous inspection.
And, you know, obviously, as Commissioner Majewski says, you know, hydraulic company, you spill, you break a line or something.
I agree. So we could add, if you would like to make that a condition of approval, we'll add oil separator between the collection, the final collection point and the outlet into the forebay.
I'm sorry, Ellen, between the final collection point and?
Which is the catch basin and the flared end unit. We put a, that goes into the forebay, we'll put in an oil separator.
I will say that, that at this site, you know, based on the walk, this will be an improvement over what's there now. I believe there is a, I mean, I don't know if it's gonna go a few feet, or it seems like it's gonna go a few feet further into the upland review area, the activity, but by the same token, it's gonna increase the protection to the wetland from what's there now, and I think that I think the use will be a little better control. Right now, at the back corner, there's like a trailer with a bunch of garbage out there.
They'll clean all that up, and anything will be stored inside the building once it's completed. That'll be a huge improvement in itself.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see, you know, a new business coming in and being happy about living in a trailer park.
Nope.
I was a little concerned about the uphill side, whether or not there was a any interception there, but that seems to be all right there.
We do have two curtain drains, one higher up and one at the bottom of the slope, that will collect the water coming onto the site and on the slope and get it to a riprap splash pad, so we'll slow it all down.
Okay, I am. So, do we want to make a motion now or continue until next month so we see an oil separator on the plan?
I would be happy to have it as a condition and I'd put it on and it would be reviewed by your town engineer.
You okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations and Section 22A-141 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 25 IWC 19-179, Galvin Lane, parcel ID 048016-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant, Fluid Line Products, LLC, for regulated activities within the upland review area for a modification to a previously approved site plan development to include a proposed new industrial building. Per the applicant and associated application and associated documents submitted on August 12, 2025, in plan titled Proposed Industrial Building 179 Galvin Lane, Montville, Connecticut, dated March 2025 and revised September 15, 2025. And adding the condition of adding an oil separator, I believe you said, between the catch basin to the forebay. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote. Commissioner Clare?
Approved.
Commissioner Rashto?
Approved.
Commissioner Ocolini?
Approved.
Commissioner Majewski?
Approved.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, 25 IWC 20, Seven Fielding Drive. Owner applicant Glenn B. Johnson for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of a swim spa.
Johnson, the applicant, was also in attendance.
say? I'll say we did conduct a site walk. Many homeowners, Mr. Johnson has a limited amount of space to do anything. The water course goes by his property. I don't see where any different construction could have any other impact. So as far as I see, he's constructing taking a larger deck with a swim spa. It's all upstream of the water course, and I don't think there's any real alternative he could do and still do that.
Yeah, I do agree. You have a very hilly backyard with a humongous boulder.
Huge.
Yeah, but you're sort of working with the land, and it seems like probably the most feasible, prudent way to do it.
Right. Did we ask where you got those rocks?
Yeah. Is there a sale at Home Depot?
That's right. You guys remember that it's
I drove by there before.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and/or Section 6 of the Montville Inland Wetlands and Watercourses Regulations and Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 25IWC20. Owner applicant Glenn B. Johnson, regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with the installation of a swim spa and construction of a deck per the application and associated documents submitted on August 14, 2025. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
I'll second the motion.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner LeClaire made a motion. Commissioner Ockley, you seconded it. Roll call vote. Commissioner LeClaire?
I approve.
Commissioner Rochteau?
Approved.
Mr. Occhialini?
Approved.
Mr. Majewski?
Approved.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, new business. 25 IWC 21 Silver Falls Road. The Connecticut owner Daniel Giorgi?
Giorgi.
This is for the subdivision.
I'll forget by next month. Okay, owner Daniela Giorgi, applicant Hall Forest Products for an as of right determination for timber harvest.
Good evening. Bradford, Sony Wetlands Officer for the record. This application is for an as of right determination for a timber harvest in accordance with the Montville Inland Wetlands and Water Course Regulations, Section 4.1A and Connecticut General Statute, Section 22A-40. Under the Inland Wetlands and Water Course Act, Section 22A-40, Montville Inland Wetland Water Course Regulation, Section 4.1.A. Farming is a full permitted
Stacy pretty much nailed it on the head. Really not much else to say, but Christopher Lemery, forester for Hall Forest Products, Connecticut licensed forester, F001375, here on behalf of Daniela Gajurgajaj. I butcher it too. We are proposing a selective timber harvest on the property off of Silver Falls Road. Again, this harvest is going to be a selective timber harvest. And if you take a look at the map there, it's really only to access the Waterford piece. So basically, we're just harvesting to get into the Waterford piece. The Waterford had accepted our timber harvest as of last week, last Thursday, in fact. And again, the timber harvest is going to be a selective timber harvest, harvesting the worst declining, diseased, poorly formed, and over-mature individuals. All existing skid trails will be used alongside new skid trails when needed, and there will be one wetland crossing, and there is a pre-existing culvert crossing down in the southwest corner as well, if you take a look at the map there. As Stacy had said, there's probably going to be only around 1,000 board feet to really just get up into the back there where the Waterford piece is there, and all best management practices adopted by Connecticut DEEP will be adhered by. Any other questions, I'd be happy to answer.
So you're using this to access the Waterford piece. How much wood's coming out of the Waterford piece?
It's plus or minus 130,000 board feet.
So these are going to be substantial amount of traffic through these areas.
Yes, sir.
And is it an intermittent water course you're crossing?
It's a wetland. It's so small that you can't really even see it. It's like the crossing polygon there is basically covers that little piece of wetland. And as
I'm seeing,
said,
there's two X's on here for crossing.
Yep,
one of them is this
one is the square. The square one is the crossing. The circle is the culvert crossing that's pre-existing.
Colors are pretty good.
The top one is the...
How long do you expect this will take?
Depending on who we use, if it's going to be a harvester or a hand crew, it should be somewhere between, I would say, a month to 2.5 months from start.
I mean, the catch in the regulations is that the harvesting is an as-of-right activity, but construction of roads is not.
Nope, we're not constructing any road.
You're not? Okay.
Nope.
So you're okay, because this doesn't show any skid trail.
The yellows are the yellows. The skid trail.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I'm turning around.
And he's hauling everything out through Waterford,
yep.
Pember Road, so.
Yep. All right, okay. We got it. Took me a minute.
Is the map black and white on your end, or?
No.
Oh.
It's
hard to read the thing, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing square.
It's a large scale map, so it's a little hard to read.
Do we have any?
No, I did the site walk for the other one, and we walked through the wetlands and stuff. It really wasn't a lot.
It's really just
not on the Moffitt side.
The whole property is an upland review area, but there is like a small section of wetland at the bottom where like everything kind of drains down into, and the part that we're crossing is just so minimal. I just put it in just to be safe.
Okay, after giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Moffitt Inland Wetlands Regulations and Section 22A40 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move that Application 25, IWC 21, submitted by Hull Forest Products Incorporated on behalf of property owner Daniela Gerge for a timber harvest and more fully described in the application dated September 3rd, 2025 and notification of timber harvest dated September 3rd, 2025 with associated timber harvest map is a permitted use as of right and therefore no permits required.
I second it.
Any discussion? Hey, Commissioner Occolini made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. We will call a vote. Commissioner LeClaire?
Approved.
Commissioner Rashto?
Approved.
Commissioner Occolini?
Approved.
Commissioner Majewski?
Approved.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Okay, 25 IWC 22, 69 Fitchell Road, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Andrew Petrowski for modification to a site development plan to include relocation of water quality basins with regulated activities.
Stacy Ratcher, zoning and wetlands sponsor for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the Upper Green area for a modification to the site development plan to include the relocation of water quality basins. The applicant received approval from this commission on June 15, 2023 for a temporary disturbance within the Upland Review area in conjunction with the proposed site development of proposed warehousing facilities at 69 Fitchell Road, Compassville. The original approval was for the construction of a permanent water quality basin number one, which was within the 50-foot Upland Review area, and a permanent water quality basin number two, which was outside of the Upland Review area. On March 6, 2025, the applicant, through his engineer, Ellen Bartlett of Greensite Design LLC, contacted the Land Use Department inquiring about the change in size of the permanent water quality basin number one, due to the fact there would be no additional change to the temporary disturbance of the Upland Review area. This was administratively approved through the Planning and Zoning Commission on March 24, 2025. According to the applicant, once construction was completed, it was determined that the location of the permanent water quality basin number one had shifted southerly approximately 15 feet into the Upland Review area, which now creates a permanent disturbance to the Upland Review area. Additionally, permanent water quality basin number two has been raised in order to allow it to drain properly, resulting in extra grading within the Upland Review area. Certified soil scientist Robert Russo has inspected both of these permanently constructed basins, and it is his opinion that they, quote, have not directly impacted wetlands. Mr. Russo also states that the basins are currently stable and have established vegetation that inhibits erosion and provides stormwater treatment. In their current configuration, they have served their intended purpose. Reconstructing the basins to the approved configuration would require additional soil disturbance. New disturbance to soils that are becoming vegetatively stable would heighten the chances of erosion and sediment into the wetlands. In light of that comment, the applicant is requesting that the original approval of June 15, 2022 be modified to accept the new locations of both basins. This application was referred to the town engineer and soil scientist on September 8, 2025. Comments were received back on September 9 and forwarded to the applicant's engineer for response. A response was received on September 12, along with a basin comparison and revised site plan, all forwarded to the town engineer and soil scientist for his additional review and comment. And his comments were received on September 13, copy of which is attached to the staff report that you have in your packet. Ellen Bartlett of Greensite Design is here on behalf of the applicant to discuss this project modification in more detail and answer any questions that the commission may have.
Again, I'm Ellen Bartlett with Greensite Design, and I'm representing the owner and applicant, Andy Petrowski. The property consists of 34 acres located at 69 Fitchell Road and contains about 9 acres of wetlands. And as Stacy said, this project was approved by this commission back in 2023. We are here because the water quality basins were not put in according to the original site plan. And they extend out into the upland review area. However, they do not disturb any of the wetlands. Since the last meeting, the plans have been reviewed by your town's consulting engineer, and he had the following to say. Did you already read this?
I attached a copy.
Okay. I want to read it. It's kind of, I think it's good. Based on the additional information provided on September 12th, the field modifications to the stormwater management system meets the intent of the approved site plans. As noted in Robert Russo's letter, the site was disturbed prior to construction, and the additional disturbance within the upland review area will be vegetated and stabilized and should not have a negative effect on the surrounding inland wetlands. The town's engineer also asked us to do a volume analysis or comparison for the as-built basins, the size of the volume of them, versus the originally approved basins. And we found that the as-built basins are almost double the size of the original approved basins, which is a good thing. They're functioning very well. They're oversized, which may be why we're intruding a little bit into the, well, quite a bit into the upland review zone. But they are, the vegetation is already starting to become established. The basins are very stable at this point. Tearing them out and moving them would just cause a lot more disturbance at a time where it is fall and we should start getting rain sooner or later. It's been a really dry summer and there is vegetation starting in these basins, but I'd really like to get them reseeded and get some more vegetation going. This is the time of year to do it. Also, he's anxious to pull his building permit, and he needs to get this done before he can do that. And the construction season is wearing on. So since this is already a previously approved site plan, would the Wetlands Commission consider acting on it tonight instead of waiting a month? It's the right time of year to finish this up. It's been looked at by the town's independent engineer and soil scientist and Bob Russo, so it's been looked at pretty hard.
I guess what I'll say, it looks like water quality basin 2 moved a little bit, which
I suppose 2
can happen.
This is 2 right here.
Right.
Is that the one you mean?
What I don't understand is how 1 moved so far, because the approved plan shows it.
This one moved 15 feet.
Well, this original plan shows it.
Up in this area.
Up in that area.
But we went back and
isn't
got.
Isn't that what we approved?
We also went back and got an administrative approval to move it down into this area. We wanted to get more of a wet bottom to the basin and get some better vegetation growing it, and we did get it administratively approved to relocate it down in this area as shown in this plan. I know this commission didn't see that revised plan, but staff reviewed it, the town engineer reviewed it.
Seems like something we should have seen. I don't know if we could let the other minor changes.
This basin just became bigger, so it intrudes into the upland review area.
Why did it become bigger? Because there's better gravel over there?
There's a lot of gravel in there,
right.
But also it's a very wet area over here. There was water sitting in the basins, so they raised them a little bit so that they weren't completely full of water between storms. They built them during the spring, and it was really wet this spring.
Right.
And it was just sitting with water in it, so they raised them a little bit to get the, so that the water actually flowed out between storms.
Okay.
And when they did that, they made it bigger.
Of course.
But bigger, it's, let's see. Basin number 2, the original approved plan was for 18,157 cubic yard, and Now it's 36,152. It's almost double the size.
For that one right there?
This one right here, which isn't a bad thing.
No, but now what did they do with that one?
That one's also bigger. The original one was 35,949, and what they've done is 61,221.
And what was the reasoning behind that one?
I really don't know why they went bigger.
We know why they went bigger. But
it's good gravel?
Yeah. Okay. They need more fill. So instead of trucking it in, they hauled it out of there. Anyone?
There's a ton of gravel on this site.
Yeah, so,
they've taken a ton out of here. They're not short on gravel on this site.
Right, because they've hauled out, you know, you just said 16,000 plus another, doubled that one. So if you did the math, they probably hauled out a couple thousand yards of material that we use around the site, I'm just saying.
It was reused on site. I don't think they hauled it off site.
So what's the engineer say about those ponds? Are they fine?
Yes.
Okay.
I can read you what he said. Yeah, do you want me to read it again? Are you thinking about it?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. No.
It was reviewed, and the only thing he really asked us to do is do the comparison. He wanted to make sure they were bigger than what was originally approved, and they are.
Yeah, they are.
I've been down there when they were first put in, and they were very cold. I've been down there since, and they are properly draining. There is a nice level of vegetative cover surrounding it. So I do agree with, from my own observation, that the disturbing what is already there would be more significant probably to make a change back to the original two sizes and locations.
It's already stabilized, you know.
Oh, I agree with that.
And if they were going to go back, they're going to do more harm than good going in there. And then they're going to have to put a tack coat on there on the slopes so that it stays good for the winter time, or else Stacy's going to come out there and it's going to turn into a bigger issue.
Are there any repercussions for this, or are we setting a precedent where if you goof or need more gravel, and I don't mean to be rude at all, that you just come back and get it modified because it would do more harm than good to fix the problem that was created?
I honestly don't think it was done on purpose. Mm-hmm. There is a ton of gravel that they've excavated out. You've been out there, Stacy. There is a ton of gravel on that site. They're not short on gravel anywhere on the site. I honestly think it was a mistake. This one got bigger because it was full of water, and mm-hmm. I think they were trying to make it drain. This one, everything just got shifted over, and I think they just messed up. We had staked it out, and the stakes always get knocked out during construction, and it just happened.
If I recall, at the last meeting, that was also the comment that Bob Rousseau made about the lower basin, was that it was mistakenly moved. The location was moved. He did admit to that.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely shifted over about 20 feet.
But during construction, it was not an intentional thing in that aspect. And mm-hmm. I could stake out when they started putting it in. Unfortunately, it did not get placed where it had been staked.
Look at the drawings, it's relatively minor. That part of it is relatively minor. But again, I'll just say that what I don't, and I don't like that administrative change that was allowed to go through. The Wetlands Commission regulates stuff that runs into the wetlands, not just what's inside the buffer. If it's outside the buffer and water's flowing down into the wetland, we regulate it. That's a fairly significant change. I think it should have come to us before. That part was done. Not done by the applicant. So I think we should just, you know, approve this one and move on, but.
I understand.
Other discussions. Make a motion. By the way, this is a previously approved plan, so we just need to, we don't need to go through the whole permit process. We don't feel it easy to just make an amendment, so we can do that tonight, as it requires. We get a motion?
All right, I'll try to wing it here.
You got this.
I make a motion to accept the amended application, or the plans, for 25 IWC 2269 Fitch Hill Road, parcel ID 062-036-000, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Andy Petrowski for regulated activities within upland review area for modification to the site plan to include the relocation of the water quality basins. Standard reasons for approval apply.
Second it.
Any discussion? Yeah, I don't think we need to hold this for a month. I don't think our regulations require it. So roll call vote. Commissioner Ocuney made the motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it.
It's a tie. I approve.
Commissioner Rosto?
Approved.
Giacalini?
Approved.
Commissioner Wojcicki?
Approved.
And I approve it. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, 2227 Route 32, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Uncasville Property LLC for redevelopment of a site for mixed-use building with regulated activities.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the upland review area for the redevelopment of the site for a mixed-use building. The property is located just north of Leo Street and just to the east of Route 32. Currently, there are three small commercial buildings with impervious areas such as parking lots. It's located on approximately 1.1 acres with less than 5 acres of wetlands in total on site. The applicant proposes to demo the existing buildings on site and construct a 6,723 square foot building with parking lots and concrete walkways surrounding a commercial building, along with the construction of a temporary sedimentation basin, which will ultimately become a permanent water quality basin in 4 feet. All of this activity is proposed within the 50-foot upland review area. The applicant states there are two regulated areas of wetlands on the property. One is a wetland on the northern part of the site and is man-made and fed by two storm water pipes. The second wetland area is on the southeastern part of the site and is naturally occurring and feeds into Champlain Brook, which flows into the Thames River and eventually makes its way to Long Island Sound. The applicant states that, quote, while designing the proposed development on site, direct wetland impacts were avoided completely. Most of the activities proposed outside of the wetlands, however, there will be some clearing close to the edge of the wetlands, and the applicant proposes plantings to restore some of the upland habitat. The wetlands were delineated by Robert Russo in June 2025. This application is referred to the town soil scientist on September 8th. Comments are still pending. It was referred to the town engineer on September 10th. Comments were received on September 15th and forwarded to the applicant for response. A copy of those comments are attached to your staff report. And Ellen Barber, the Green Site Designer, is going to have the applicant to discuss this project in more detail and answer any questions the commission may have.
Again, I'm Ellen Bartlett with Green Site Design, and I'm representing the applicant, Uncasville Properties LLC. I've never done four projects in one night, so if I seem a little flustered, that's it. The project is located at 2227 Route 32. And as the commission's seeing this for the first time tonight, I'll give you a brief overview of the project. I'm going to start with the existing conditions on the survey. You can see there's three existing commercial buildings on the site. There's some dumpsters, there's some sheds, and quite a bit of pavement. We're proposing to take out everything that's there and start from scratch. Just to get you oriented, it's adjacent to Leo Street, and there's an existing liquor store on the site now. Okay, the site is zoned commercial, and it consists of 1 acre, and it's actually less than 1/10 of an acre of wetlands on the site. It's just a little bit here and there. The one on the northern side, that wetlands, is a man-made created. It's a stormwater basin from the development above us. And then the one on the eastern side, the corner, is part of a really large wetlands system, so it's a little more important. Presently, there's no stormwater treatment on the site. Everything runs towards the wetlands, across pavement. And there's actually existing pavement up in this area, which you're going to see is where we're proposing the new building. We're going to take out that pavement and propose a new building. It's near the man-made wetlands. The building is going to be... First floor is going to be commercial rental space, which will include a new liquor store. And the second floor is going to be apartments to provide one-bedroom apartments, a much-needed commodity in the state of Connecticut, actually. I've minimized the parking as much as I can, but there's a certain amount of parking you just need to support the building. The project proposes a temporary forebay and sedimentation basin during the construction phase, and then that will be converted into a permanent forebay and stormwater basin for the life of the facility. And both the temporary sed basins and the water quality basins were all designed in accordance with either the Connecticut guidelines for soil erosion control, and the permanent facility is in accordance with the, it actually exceeds Connecticut's stormwater manual. That's just a brief overview, because we'll be back again next month to discuss this further, and I'll probably have Rob Russo with me at that point because he's on vacation this week.
So for parking, I'm not sure what our minimums are or how many housing units are proposed.
There's going to be 12 apartments on the second floor.
Okay. So the last, like, six slots on here, you have to have them?
We do. We're actually going to planning and zoning and asking for a reduction in parking because there'll be some shared parking between the commercial uses during the day and the apartments at night. So I went through the transportation manual and reduced the parking as much as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have enough. We don't want people parking on Leo Street to get into the liquor store.
And the dumpster can't be moved out of the Upland Review area? The dumpster pad?
I could definitely take a look at that before the next meeting and see if I can find a better spot. It might be easier for the residents and the...
Yeah, that's a pretty far walk, perhaps.
It's closer to the building.
Yeah.
So I can take a look at that before the next meeting, absolutely.
Thank you.
This one, it could be like a drive-by or
drive down Leo Street.
I think you can drive down Leo Street, but and you can see everything in there, right?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
Well, wasn't that whole area was a big aquifer at one time when Treach used to pump all the water out of the ground. There's so much water in the ground between there and 2A. It's going to be a wetland. But they don't do that anymore.
What's the name of the package store?
Okay. Stacy knows.
I was just hyper glued to the back of your car to make sure I didn't get lost.
So this is going to be, you say 12 apartments?
Excuse me?
Say 12 apartments?
Yes.
Is there any requirement for, I'm just thinking of, do we need oil? I don't know that we need an oil separator on that.
Yeah, I don't anticipate that there'll be any heavy equipment parked in there. It's going to be office space and a liquor store and apartments. It's a very different use.
Are the other tenants going to move in that you had the hair place and the other one too in the other building that you're knocking down? Next to the Shantok place, there was another two businesses. Are they moving into the new building?
It's possible.
Yeah.
An agreement hasn't been reached at this point, but that's possible that they would be moving in.
It's a good location.
Yes.
You're saying the one at the top is a man-made? Is that just like a drainage basin?
This one, yes. It's a man-made drainage basin that was done for another off-site project, and is over time they become wetlands.
Yeah. At that hotel.
I think it's the hotel.
The hotel there.
Yeah. Anybody feel the need for a walk or
a drive-by?
You can drive by. That's
drive good. By.
All right. Okay, I'll make a motion to continue application 25, IWC 23-2227, Route 32, parcel ID 103092000, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Uncasville Property LLC for regulated activities within the upland review area for a redevelopment of the site for mixed use building until the next regular scheduled meeting on October 16th, 2025.
Second?
I second it.
Any discussion? Okay. Commissioner Ockley made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. Okay. All in favor? Commissioner LeClaire?
I approve.
Commissioner Rochdo?
I approve.
Commissioner Ockley?
Approve.
Commissioner Majewski?
Approve.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
You're not going to do this next one? Come on. You want to set a record? 25 IWC 24, Fornegay Hill Road, Uncasville, Connecticut. Owner applicant Chad and Jennifer Obrey for a free split for the construction of two single family residents with regulated activities.
Stacy Radford, zoning wetlands officer, for the record. This application is for regulated activities within the upland review area in conjunction with a free split to develop two building lots for the construction of a single family residence on each respective plot. Current property is located at 2.18 acres with approximately 330 feet of frontage along Gay Hill Road. Property is located within the R40 zoning district and is currently developed
again, is this something that can be done by a drive-by, or is it fairly deep? It looks to me like it's...
This one, I think, is probably more so if you want to actually see the wetlands on site, you will need to walk the property.
That's what it looks like to me. I think.
Yes.
I see we need a sidewalk.
It's helpful.
Anybody have a preference on a day or a time?
I didn't bring my planner, so I say it's helpful, and I'll come if I can make it, but I can't promise.
Do you have to set a site walk tonight, or can you just table it to next meeting since they're not here, then set a site walk?
Yeah, let's just...
That's what I would say.
Just table it.
Since they're not here, there's no presentation.
Cool. That's fine.
That'll give you a little, you know, the wetlands will be frozen.
Make a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to continue application 25 IWC 24 400 Gay Hill Road, parcel ID 016023000, Uncas Hope, Connecticut. Owner applicant Chad and Jennifer Obrey for regulated activities within the plan review area in conjunction with a free split to develop two building lots for construction of single family residence on each respective lot until the next regular scheduled meeting, October
16th,
2025.
Second?
I second it.
Any discussion? All right, roll call vote. Mr. LeClaire?
I approve.
Mr. Bracto?
Approved.
Broccolini?
Approved.
Mr. Majewski?
Approved.
I approve. Motion carries unanimously. Any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Business? No executive session? One more motion.
Adjourn.
Second it.
All right. Thank you everyone for coming. Thank you, Commissioner Rochdo.
And happy birthday,
pleasure.
Gloria.
And happy birthday.